The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi and asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. We are now in the time when many polls are being conducted as politicians want to know their standing with the people. And we see in the Gospel today, Jesus conducts a poll among his apostles. But his purpose is entirely different. Rather, he wants to teach them that polls are useless if you want to find the truth. Because the truth is not found in popular opinion. And Jesus wants to make sure that his disciples understand that. If you are a Christian, you don't follow the world. You never say, "Well, that's the trend now. That's what everybody's doing." Well, everybody was wrong. They didn't know who Jesus was. First lesson of the Gospel today. Christians do not follow popular opinion. Christians do not follow the world. And then Jesus asked them, "Now, who do you say that I am?" Well, surely the disciples by this time were talking among themselves about who is Jesus and what Jesus is going to do. But when Jesus asks them directly the question, they fall mute. They are afraid of being foolish. Second important lesson: don't be too quick to give opinions, to think you know the truth. Learn to be quiet. Wait until the Lord teaches you. Let the Lord guide you and be your shepherd before you come to know the truth. That's the second great lesson. We have to wait upon the Lord who reveals himself to us. And then it is Peter who speaks. and says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father." And Jesus then establishes him as the rock by saying, "And I say to you, you are Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church." Jesus is the rock, and he knows that he's going to ascend to heaven, and he wants a visible representation here on earth, the rock, the visible rock of he who is going to be his vicar on earth. And he chooses Peter to be that visible rock. Peter and his successors are the visible head of the church on earth, who represent Christ, who speak not on their own behalf, but according to the teaching that they receive from the Holy Spirit. And here is a third important teaching. Many people get in touch with Holy Scripture, just like in those times, many people got in touch with Jesus himself. But that wasn't enough, was it? We can read Scripture and come to opposite interpretations. And so we need to be united with the head. And Jesus gave us Peter as the visible head of the church, so that we have a sure point of reference to be able to interpret his teachings. Jesus entrusted to him the magisterium, the teaching office of the church. And he said, "Whatever you bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." A great teaching here as well. So now we have these teachings. We don't follow popular opinion. We don't follow the world. We need to wait and not respond trying to give opinions of our own making. We need to wait on the Lord. And the Lord speaks to us always in conjunction with the teaching of the church. It is our point of reference to know that we're building upon the rock. And that also includes things of my personal life. The Lord has given us teaching in the church that guides us even in our intimate life. It's what we call morality, our way of behaving. The ways of the Lord are not our ways. We know that, don't we? How many say we are Catholics, but then in the real life, they are not coherent. They say, "Oh yeah, but I don't follow that teaching. I follow my own ways, my own opinion." Wrong. The Lord gives us today a sure point of reference. Does that mean that in the church there's never going to be problems or storms? There will be. In fact, Jesus said that as well. The bark of Peter will go through many storms, many difficulties, even scandals. And yet, the truth of the Lord will always prevail. Jesus guarantees it by saying, "The gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against my church." And so we have that assurance that until the end of time, the true teaching and the means that we need to be nourished with grace to be in Christ, we find it if our profession of faith is united with the faith of Peter.